Okay, Shalom uvracha to all. Welcome back to our Frun family shir, hosted by Congregation Shari Tefillah. We learn as always a zecher nishmasam, duly nishmasam, Miriam Frun, Miriam Baschaim Yitzhak, Allah ha-shalom, Nesham shall have a continuous aliyah on the schus of these divrei Torah, and she should beseech the Nesham HaKadosh Baruch Hu for besuras tovas for her whole family, as well as for all of Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Medina Yisrael, Be'ezrat Hashem. It is actually coming up to her yurtzeit. Her yurtzeit is next week, Tehei Zecher Baruch. So we are going to begin. We are obviously in extremely difficult times for our entire nation, for our land, and for our Jewish state. Very, very difficult times. We daven that all of our tefillos and all of our acts of chesed and all of our limud Torah should be misorah the Ribono Shel Olam, to move from the kisei of din to the kisei of rachamim and bring us the immediate geula be'ezrat Hashem. So what I've decided to speak about tonight, what I prepared to learn with you tonight, is the ability to recognize Yad Hashem in painful times and in dark times. And it's really a shir of chizuk, I think. We're going to begin in the Torah, in Chumash, and then move to the Gemara, Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebaalpeh. And really, I'm going to be sharing stories and vignettes and divrei chizuk that really help us recognize Yad Hashem in the times in which we are living. And sometimes it's hard to see Rachamei Shemayim, and it's hard to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. I didn't say he's not with us. I said sometimes it's hard to see. So it's very mechazek, and I think we can all unanimously say Baruch Atah Hashem Shelo Asani Goy Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. So we will begin in the Chumash, which is always a good place to begin. Okay, you should be able to see, if you can't tell me, that I am in Shemos Perek Beis. You can. Thank you, Susan. Okay, so Shemos Perek Beis is the story of the birth of a child in the midst of the Shibud Mitzrayim. The Shibud Mitzrayim is a time of Hester Panim. I'm not saying that. Soloveitchik speaks about it in a number of different essays. The time of Shibud Mitzrayim was a time of Hester Panim. The Jews were in Egypt for 210 years. 116 of those were slavery. In fact, let's just not begin in Perek Beis. Let's just look at the last pasuk in Perek Aleph. Perek Av Chaf Beis, like you see right here, Vayitzav Paro lechol amar lemar, kol ben hayilad hayar tashichu v'chol abas techayun. Paro commanded his whole nation, saying, every baby boy that is born shall be thrown into the river, and every girl she shall live. And actually, I just saw recently that Medrash Shemos Rabbah says that the reason Paro said let the girls live is that so that the Jewish girls, the Israelite girls, would grow up and they would be used for promiscuous purposes. They weren't so compassionate that they wanted the girls to live. Medrash Shemos Rabbah says there was a purpose in allowing them to live, which was to use them for illicit purposes, to take terrible advantage of them. Unfortunately, we know enemies like that, Rachman al Tzon Hashem Yunkam Damam, in our day and age as well. And in the midst of this time period of Hester Panim, Vayerich ish mi beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi. A man from the house of Levi went and he took a daughter of Levi. Again, they're not named. We know it's Amram and Yocheved, but two nameless Jews, a man, and that's on purpose. It's to tell us that the determination of Am Yisrael doesn't have to be Amram and Yocheved. It is a determination of a Jewish man and of a Jewish woman to continue on in the time of great danger and great darkness. I actually, one second, did I remember to put this one in my notes? Yes, I think I did. Yes, I did. Okay. I compiled vignettes, stories, divrei chizuk from many different places, and I put it into my notes. So listen to this. Vayerich ish mi beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi. In this time period of Hester Panim, a Jewish man went and he married a Jewish woman, vatahara isha, and the woman conceived, vateleid bein, and she gave birth to a son, vatereo so ki tovu. She saw him that he was good, vatitzpinir shalosha yirachim. She hid him for 3 months. My daughter actually showed me this. She is on an Israel positivity chat, and she was here earlier today, and she said, look at this, mommy, and I forwarded it to myself, and then I want to share it with you. This woman posted, I'm a midwife in Shaarei Tzedek. On a difficult day when we count the fallen, I wanted to share another count. Last night we counted, and we found that we broke an all-time record for the number of births in 1 month. 1823, Baruch Hashem. I'm attaching a photo from the department's birth book, a photo that moved us very much tonight, and we want to tell our people about it. This figure comes thanks to the southern families who now live in the city. It is thanks to the soldiers' wives who came to see their parents. It is thanks to the women of Jerusalem and the surrounding area who come in droves to give birth with us. This gives us a lot of strength and hope and a clear knowledge. The nation of Israel is alive and well. We are a nation for eternity. And this answer, all these sweet babies, will help bring joy to the world with great pride. Rachel Levy, Shari Tzedek Medical Center, Am Yisrael Chai Positivity Group, 1823, Baruch Hashem, babies born in Shari Tzedek this past month. They broke an all-time record. Vayenech Ishmi Beis Levi, again, this year is very much focusing on seeing Yad Hashem and the tremendous brachos and hashkacha pratis in very difficult times. Oh, I read that already for you, okay? And she cannot hide him anymore. And she takes a little teva and she coats it with pitch and with tar and she puts the child in it and she puts it into the reeds by the shore of the river. And his sister stood from afar to know what would be done for him. And Bas Par, the Egyptian princess, comes down to bathe by the river. And her maidens are walking by the side of the river. And she sees this little teva in the middle of the reeds. And she sends forth her hand or her maidservant. And she takes it. And she opens it. And she sees this yalad. And she opens it and she sees this child, Vihine Narbocha, and there is a lad that is crying, Vatachmalov, she has mercy upon him. I want to share with you that the Baal term says on this Pashuk, if you know, which is also very much relevant to our day and age. Rachmana Latsan, Vatiftach, she opens, Vatareo Eshayalad, Vihine Narbocha. If you notice and you pay attention, it sounds like it's talking about two different children. Vatareo at Hayalad, she sees the Yalad. Vihine nar bocha. There is a nar crying. So what's the pshat? Is it one child, two children? So the pshat is she opens, she sees Moshe inside, and behold, Moshe's crying. But the drash on the Baal Turim says, Vatiftach, she opens Vatereo at Hayalad, she sees the baby inside this little teva. Vihine nar bocha is Aharon. Aharon is crying by the shore of the river. Because a Jew never abandons his brother. And when Moshe is cast away and floundering, and it is unknown what will happen to the baby, his brother stands there and he cries. And that's why he's called a nar, because Aaron is 3 years older than Moshe. Nar bocha, when one yid is in trouble, when one yid is floating in the torrential storm of the water, his brothers stand and cry along with him. His brothers stand in tears and pray for him. Vihine nar bocha. And she has pity, and she says, this is the child of Ephraim. And the sister says to Bas Paro, should I go and call for you a woman who is a wet nurse from the Hebrews? And she shall nurse for you the child. And Bas Paro says, Leichi, you shall go, Vatecha, Alma, Vatikras, Im Hayalad. So, of course, Miriam was very wise, and she goes quickly, and she calls the mother of the boy. And Bas Paro says, Hey, Leichi, as Hayalad. And Rashi says, Hai, Shalachi, take what is yours. Nisnaba, Velo Yada, Masha, Nisnaba. She says, take what is yours. Bas Paro had a nevuah without even realizing it. And she nurses, and nurse the child, I will give you your wages. And she takes the yalad and she nurses him. And the child grows. The child grows up. Then he is brought back to Bas Paro, his adopted mother. He is to her son, and she calls his name Moshe. And she said, and it's very, very interesting. If you know, besides for Bas Paro, there are no names given here. Amram isn't mentioned. Moshe's not mentioned. Well, he's not named yet. Okay. Miriam's not mentioned. Yochaved, Aaron. It's all, what's the word if it's not a proper noun? Then what is it? Pronoun? No, pronoun is he, she. Yeah, pronoun maybe. Because what it's telling you is that could be any Jewish family. It's not a story about Amram and Yochaved. The Gemara calls him Amram Gadol Hador Haya. It's either Soto Yer Aleph or Soto Yer Beis. The Gemara says Amram Gadol Hador Haya. It's not about the prominent, the famous. It's about any Jewish family who perseveres, who continues, who births children, who stands by the shore to watch what will happen, who cries along with another Jew. And that is what this biblical narrative is about. I want to talk specifically about Pasuk Dalet here. His sister stood from afar to know it would be done to him. But I want to show you what the Gemara says. The Gemara says so beautifully in Masechta Sota. The pshat is that the sister, Miriam, stood from afar to see what would be done. The Gemara also says she stood to see what would happen to her nevuah. She told her father, Asid imi sheteleid ben, sheyoshia as Yisrael. She stands to see what will happen to her prophecy. But the Gemara says something else, which is what I want to show you. Proper noun versus pronoun. So I was correct. Okay, go. Baruch Hashem. Okay, I learned something in grammar. Look at the Gemara. We're in Sota Yud Aleph Aleph. The Gemara tells you, which you should be able to see on my screen, quoting the Pasuk from Shemos Perek Beis Pasuk Dalet, which we just looked at. How do we see, you know, it doesn't seem to be that there's evidence of the Shechina in this very difficult passage. It's very beautiful that this Jewish woman, this Bas Levi, went and with Ben and with her husband and they had a child. But look at the circumstances in which the child is born. He has to be hidden for 3 months. Maybe they hid him in a closet. Some of the children in the Gaza envelope hid in their closets. Maybe they hid him in a safe room. And then when he's 3 months old and the Egyptians are making their rounds and they're looking for Jewish children to throw into the river, his mother has to cast him out into the water. It's not such a positive, hopeful story. It's a very difficult story. We're just very used to it. And everybody knows Moshe was saved. So, it's gevaldik, mazel tov. But like, if we think about what happened here, this is a mamash, a very difficult parasha. Where's the Ribbono Shel Olam? But the Gemara says, "Vateisatzav echosu meirachok," and his sister stood from afar. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, "Pasuk ze kulal al shem Shechina." This whole pasuk is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. "Vateisatzav echosu meirachok l'da ma ya'aselo." Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Pasuk Zekula al Shem Shechina. It was a time of Hester Panim. It was a time of infanticide. It was a time of Avodas Perach. It was a time when the men gave up. The Gemara tells us, L'shav Anu Amelim. Amram divorced his wife before this. The Shechina was right there. In the bulrushes with them. In the reeds. In their houses. In their hiding spaces. It was all about a Kosh Baruch Hu. Ne'amar vateitzatzav dichtiv. The pasuk says, the first word in the pasuk, vateitzatzav, achosu merachok, vateitzatzav dichtiv, like the pasuk says, vayavo Hashem v'yitzasev. So just for your reference, I use that for a screen share. You all know by now, my Gemara is right here. So that is a pasuk from Sefer Shmuel Aleph, paragimel pasuk yud. I'm not going through every pasuk in detail because I'm just not going to have time for shir. This is just the introduction to shir. But the pasuk says in Sefer Shmuel, vayavo Hashem v'yitzasev. Hashem came and he stood to call Shmuel. So the Gemara therefore says, who is Vateitzatzav? Who is standing by the shore of the river when this Jewish baby has been cast after 3 months in hiding to try and escape the enemy? The Ribbono Shel Olam. The Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph Perek Gimel Vateitzatzav referring Kosh Baruch Hu. It's referring Kosh Baruch Hu. What's the next word in the Pasuk? Achoso Vateitzatzav. Achoso, achoso, dichtiv, like the pasuk says, and the pasuk is in Mishlei. Amar lachachma, achosi at, umada labina tikwa. Amar lachachma, achosi at. Say to wisdom, you are my sister. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the Torah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So you see that achoso refers to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, based on the pasuk from Mishlei. For your reference, it's Mishlei Zayin, pasuk Dalet, vateitzatzav the Shechina. Achoso, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Meirachok. How do we know that Meirachok is referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Because the pasuk says, the Navi says, Meirachok Hashem Nirali, Va'ahavas Olam Havaticha, Alkein Mir Shach Ticha. Chesed, pasuk from Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Aleph. Oh, that's the same pasuk Perek about Rachel Mavakal Benah. Meirachok Hashem Nirali. So the Gemara is saying, Vateitzatzev, who's standing there? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do I know? Because the pasuk in Sefer Shmuel, Perek Gimel, says Hashem was standing. To call Shmuel, Hashem is standing. He's standing here. Achoso amar lechachma achosie. Pasuk from Mishlei. Meirachok. Pasuk from, what did I tell you? Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Aleph. Meirachok Hashem nirali. Hashem appeared to me from afar. Must be Hashem is standing. Lateitzatzav achoso meirachok. Ladaas mayasalo. Ladaas techtiv. Kikal deos Hashem. The pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph. Oh, it's Tfilas Chana. Al targu to darbu gva gva yitzei asak mepicham ki kel deos Hashem velo niskanu alidos ki kel deos Hashem. Hashem is the God of knowledge. Hashem is the God of deos. Therefore, atitzatzav achosom erachok lada amayaselo ladar kosh baruch hu. Ma yaselo dichti pasos ekev devarim perigud pasuk in base ma Hashem al kachosho al mimach. Kim the year also called the Shemaim Chutz Mir Shemaim. What does Hashem want from you? Ma is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ye asa is also Kodesh Baruch Hu. How do you know? Because the pasuk says Ki lo yasa Hashem Elokim Davar. That is a pasuk from Amos. Ki lo yasa Hashem Elokim Davar. Ki im gala sodo el avadav nevim. A pasuk from Amos that proves that yasa is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And finally, lo lamed vav him dichti vayomer lo. Hashem Shalom, and that is a pasuk from Shoftim. The Gemara also says in Shabbos Yud Amud Beis that one of the names of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Shalom on that pasuk. Vayomer lo Hashem Shalom. So what did the Gemara just prove to you? This time period seems to be totally bleak. It doesn't seem like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is present, and in fact, there was a time of great Hester Panim, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu seems to be absent. Seems to be absent. But this pasuk is such a chizuk. The pasuk is telling you, after hiding him for 3 months from the enemy, and now the Egyptian guards start making their rounds and they're knocking on all the doors, are you hiding a Jewish child? And so they have to cast him away. His own mother has to send him away. She cannot hide him anymore. It's not such a positive thing. It's a dangerous, tragic event. And his sister's watching, her life's at risk. And his brother's in the bulrushes, and the brother's crying. The brother would have been 3 years old. 3 years old! The Gemara has just proved to us with psukim from in order Shmuel Aleph, Mishlei, Yirmiyahu, Shmuel Aleph, Sefer Devarim, Parshas Ekev, and Amos. And finally, Shoftim, that this entire pasuk refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says in Sotu Yer Aleph Av. So what we have to remember is that even when we cannot see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afil behesteria, shabetoch hahesteria, Gam sham nimsa Hashem isparach. Even in the hidden darkness, in the most deep hidden darkness, even there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found. I want to share the following story with you that somebody from Jerusalem shared with me last week, and I asked her if I could share this, and she just wanted to change the names and all identifying information, so it's a true story. It was shared with me personally, not that I heard, even though those could also be true stories, by the person that it happened to. 2 weeks ago, someone asked in my Jerusalem community if people could cook dinner for a battalion that was stationed in a very solitary place. The battalion consisted of 50 men, 50 soldiers, and they were really hungry. I responded with what I could contribute, and I wrote to my sister in America. So this is a woman in Jerusalem. She's responded that she could contribute X food packages to the 50 soldiers on the base, and she wrote to her sister in America, as in the United States of America. I asked my sister to send me letters, especially from her 18-year-old son, Yanai. So this is the woman who's cooking, nephew, Yanai, as I had read that letters from boys around the ages of the soldiers mean a lot to the chayalim. So my sister sent me a text from my nephew. My daughter in Jerusalem, Yanai's first cousin, took what my nephew had written. She arranged it beautifully on a piece of paper. She changed the font. She added color. She added his age, his name, and the city that he's from. I, my friend in Jerusalem, put the letters in with the food that she packaged up, and everything was brought to the soldiers. On Sunday, a few days after the food packages and the letters were brought to the soldiers in this battalion, I received a text from my sister in the United States of America. The soldier who randomly, out of all the 360,000 reservists who were called up, randomly received Yanai's letter, had three siblings living in the same city as Yanai. The boy who wrote the letter to the soldier. When the soldier saw the boy's name and the city, he said, "Wow, I have three siblings living in the city. Maybe I can track down this boy." A few messages later, in the age of instant media and virtual communication, the connection between the families was made. So her nephew, she was cooking for the soldier. She sent a letter from her nephew to this soldier. I'm probably not as good as Rabbi Yoel Gold at telling Hashkacha stories, but it's a great Hashkacha story. And the soldier opens the letter and he says, "This is from the same city in America as my family. I want to track down this boy." After some text messages and investigation, the connection was made. It turns out the soldier's sister, who lives in America, had worked for a chassid organization many years ago. At that time, many years ago, my friend writes, my brother-in-law was very sick. He and my sister in this city in America had to rush to the hospital on Erev Shabbos. My sister had time to make one call in the middle of this emergency. She called the soldier's sister, asking this woman to arrange food for her family on Shabbos. Is everyone with me? This woman in Jerusalem is asked to cook food for the men and soldiers in this battalion. There were about 50 of them. They were hungry. She, of course, agreed. She reached out to her sister who lives in America. Do you want to send some letters when I'm sending the food packages? And maybe Yanai wants to write a letter because he's 18 and the soldiers really appreciate hearing not only from everybody but people who are specifically their age as well. It's a big chizuk. Yanai writes a letter. At the bottom of the letter, he writes his name and his city. The soldier, let's call him Reuven just to make the story a little easier. Reuven says, "Wow, Yanai wrote me this letter from the city in America. I have three siblings who live in the city in America." They did a little bit of investigation and a connection between the families was made. Reuven, the soldier's sister, let's call her Dina, Yanai's mother. Reuven, the soldier, no, I said it wrong, has a sister in that city, let's call her Dina. What is the connection between Dina, Reuven, the soldier's sister, and Yanai's mother? A bunch of years ago, Yanai's parents had to go to the hospital on an Erev Shabbos because his father was very sick. His mother had time to make one phone call. She called a woman named Dina who ran a chesed organization who arranged that food would be sent to her family while she and her husband were in the hospital. So many years later, the Galgal chesed turned. The soldier on the base received food from Yanai's mother's sister, along with a letter from Yanai. The Chayal messaged his family. The Chayal who received this letter from Yanai messaged his family. He wants there to be a museum. I saw the screenshot of his text, of his WhatsApp. He wants there to be a museum after the war that holds books of all the letters that have been sent to the Chayalim to give them strength during the war. And I want to show you, and I took out all identifying information. This was the soldier Reuven's post. Can you see? I called in Neirot Shabbat. Can you see or no? Yes, Susan? Okay. This is the, at the bottom, Dear Chayalim. I took it out because the real names and the city are in there. The bottom is the letter that Yanai wrote. These are the candlesticks with a sticky with the soldier Reuven's name in a city in America. And the soldier wrote, Aleph, Matsanu et Misha Shalach et Hamichtav. We found the person who wrote the letter. Achshav ima shalo im Hashem shali b'nei rot Shabbat v'zanechmad. And now his mother has my name along with her Shabbat candles, and this is so special to me. Zahachi karov she'agia l'Shabbat b'zman ha'karov. This is the closest I will get to celebrating Shabbos, to observing Shabbos, anytime in the near future. I'll read it in the Ivrit, what he posted, without translating it, because it's really like a poem. Matzanu et mi she'shalach et ha'michtav. Achshav ima shalo im Hashem shali b'nei rot Shabbat v'zeh nechmad. Zeh hachi karov she'agia l'Shabbat b'zman karov. He posted a picture of the letter he received and of Yanai's mother's Shabbat candlesticks with the soldier's name. So many years earlier, Yanai's mother called a woman, Dina, to cook for her family. So many years, that was the years earlier, Hashem moved the Galgal HaChesed that of all the soldiers stationed on all the borders of Eretz Yisrael and the almost 500,000 reservists called up, Yanai, the son of the woman who was the recipient of Chesed, sent a letter to Reuven the soldier. Reuven the soldier's sister is the one who lives in the same city as Yanai, is the one who cooked for Yanai's family years earlier, and now Yanai's aunt is cooking for Reuven the soldier. My friend said, "We said, how's that possible? Hashem arranged that these families should be like this? That the chesed that Dina did so many years earlier for Yamane's family, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would pay her back. That Yamane's family would be doing chesed for her brother Reuven, who's stationed in front of a town of 50 men who are really hungry. Hashem says, when you don't see me, I'm right there. Baruch Hashem, my friend said, we send them food again tonight. The next week. We included many letters and pictures from his family in America that they sent and we printed. Also included was another letter, a follow-up from Yanai to soldier Reuven. I am sincerely honored upon your enthusiastic response to my letter. Your feedback displays your friendliness and an overall happiness in life. This is Yanai writing to soldier Reuven. Even during these unprecedented circumstances, you seem to look at the small things and generate a positive perspective. I was very surprised when my mother told me how much my letter meant to you. I did not think there was much to it. Yanai's mother was a recipient of chesed from Dina. However, your reaction has changed the way I view the simplicity of a kind statement and give me a closer connection to the Chayavim. I daven and learn in yeshiva throughout the day, and you are at the top of my mind. May you come home soon. So an unbelievable story of Hashgacha Pratis. How Kosh Baruch Hu arranges everything. We don't even realize that sometimes what happens a decade before is preparing the way for a decade later. How of all the soldiers stationed on all the borders and all the reservists who have called up and all the army bases. How is this possible? It's unbelievable, godless of Yad Kosh Baruch Hu. The soldier himself had such a chizuk. I showed you what he posted with the Neirot Shabbat. V'zeachi karav shani agil Shabbat bekarav. Maisa number one. Maisa number two, I shared with you a little bit out of order. It was from the midwife in Shari Tzadok. On a difficult day, today was Rachman al-Tzon, the IDF announced 16 soldiers fell in battle on the Gaza Strip. 16 Jewish neshamos. 16 young boys, children, sons, brothers, husbands, uncles. On a difficult day when we count the fallen, I wanted to share another count. Last night, we at Shari Tzedek counted, and we broke an all-time record for the number of births in 1 month, 1,823. This figure comes in thanks to the southern families who now live in the city, to the soldiers' wives who came to their parents, to the women of Jerusalem and the surrounding area who come in to us in droves to give birth. The nation of Israel is alive and well. Ve'yelech ish mi beis levi, v'yikach es bas levi, v'tahar v'tele ben. Even in the midst of darkness, a Jew has to be able to say, there is good. We are a nation for eternity. And this, all these sweet babies, will help bring joy to the world with great pride, Rachel Levi. The next Maisa of Chizuk comes from my dear friend Joanna Blumenthal, who thank God did not drive in from Westchester tonight. And saw my post that was Zoom only. So Joanna texted me last week. She gave me a lot of chizuk. I don't know if anyone's been following my status over the past week, but some people are, I know. They reach out to me. Last week, I posted on my status, actually, Joanna, we must thank my son, Aryeh. Aryeh sent it to me. Aryeh sent to me that a family, a man, what was his name? You told me his name, Joanna. I don't remember. Something with an M? Could you just write it? Maurice, something with an M. Okay. My son Aryeh saw online, I don't know if it's a Chabad site or where, that a man named Maurice was sitting Shiva in Kingston, New York, which is about 2 hours away from us, without traffic, for his sister who was murdered in the Simchas Torah massacre. His sister lived in the south with her family in Eretz Yisrael, and she was killed on Simchat Torah Tavshin Pei Dalet. And my son saw online that the family is sitting Shiva. These are the days. These are the Shiva times. For more information, text this number. And I put it on my status. And I specifically wrote text the number for more information to make sure it's verified. I did not know Joanna was going. Joanna reached out to me. I think I even told you, Joanna. I have to thank the person who told me about it. I did, yeah. Michal, I need to thank you. This was late Thursday night. Yesterday, you posted the Shiva information for a man sitting Shiva in Kingston for his sister murdered by Hamas. I just got back from being Menachem Aval. Thank you so much for posting this, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to be physically connected to the Avelim, Tizki the Mitzvot. I'm not telling you what I replied back to Joanna, I'm just quoting what Joanna said about the Shiva. Obviously, I asked her if she could share her experiences with me, etc. Joanna said, Maurice, the Aval is so special. He said twice, totally unprompted and unrelated to the topic at hand, I just lost a sister and gained a nation. Twice, and it was not related to the topic at hand. He just spontaneously said, I just lost a sister, but I gained a nation. Joanna said, I almost could not hold back the tears each time. And he made sure his Chabad rabbi, the Shaliach in Kingston, kept passing around the notebook to everyone who came to be Menachem Aval to get everyone's contact information, because the Aval said he wants to make sure he personally invites everyone back to participate when he makes a simcha. And then he commented that he was so amazed that in 2 days, he must have at least 600 names. The Chabad rabbi said an hour before I, Joanna, came, Abasav Chassidish Abachrim from Mansi came. For almost 1 hour, they sat and they sang with him. I would venture to say that probably in normal times, you would not have a busload of Chassidish Abachrim from Mansi sitting with Maurice in Kingston, New York. They came from a busful of Chassidim from Mansi, came to sit and sing with him for almost an hour. And even more than that, said Joanna, the chesed I saw in the home, soon after I got there, a couple from Riverdale came. They had a 6-week-old baby. Within minutes, the mother of this baby, who just drove from Riverdale with a newborn, handed the baby to her husband and she disappeared. 20 minutes later, the woman of the house, the wife of the person sitting Shiva, Maurice, came out and commented to the Chabad rabbi, this woman who she never met from Riverdale, who is a 6-week-old baby, is in her kitchen. And she, the woman of the house, the sister-in-law of the Nefteris, is so thankful because this woman from Riverdale just cleaned all her counters and she hasn't been able to see the counters for a week and she's currently doing a sinkful of her dishes. Imagine, said Joanna, a woman who could still be the recipient of a meal train drove 2 hours each way to clean someone else's kitchen and wash her dishes. I also had on my status at the same time, which I'm going to screen share with you. Can you see my post on the screen? Yes, Susan, can you see? Last week also on Thursday, I had about 5 different posters of different individuals who were kidnapped. And this was one of them, kidnapped entire Israeli family. You can see the mother, the father, the baby, and the 4-year-old kidnapped home from their home by Hamas. Joanna then messaged me and she said, regarding this picture that is on your status, it's Maurice's niece. Maurice, who is sitting Shiva for his sister. This is, Joanna wrote to me, this is actually his niece and her family. The woman in the picture is the daughter of Maurice's sister. And that's the sister, son-in-law, and her grandchildren. This is the daughter, son-in-law, and grandchildren of the Nefteris. Joanna said that Maurice sent us family pictures of them. So Joanna went to be Menachem Aval. Maurice, whose sister was murdered, and his sister's daughter, son-in-law, and 2 baby grandchildren were kidnapped and have not yet been returned home. And yet, he was able to focus on the positive. He said 2 times, I just lost a sister and gained the nation. A busful of Chassidus Shabachim came. Joanna, our dear friend, went from Westchester all the way to Kingston to sit with him. 600 names in 2 days, filling up his Menachem Aval's Nichum Avelim book. A woman from Riverdale with a newborn baby drove 2 hours to clean a stranger's kitchen. Mikam Chayisha Goy Achad Ba'aretz. Even when we cannot see HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed, We must find him all around us. This is actually from the same friend in Jerusalem. She sent this to me yesterday. Another Hashgacha story. Listen to this. 2 days ago, someone reached out to her and said there was a woman who came to Yerushalayim from the south. There have been over 100,000 Jews displaced from their homes. Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael always has family. No such thing as a refugee problem that nobody wants to accept. Baruch Shalom Asanigai. 2 days ago, someone reached out and said there was a woman who came to Yerushalayim from the south with 5 children and no money. This family was placed in an apartment, but the apartment did not have a fridge and did not have a washing machine. My friend writes, I told my daughter to notice for one afternoon how many times we open the fridge. I think we tend to take our fridge for granted. I don't know if in Modim, if everyone ever bowed down and say, thank you Hashem for my fridge. I'm not making a joke. This family was placed in an apartment with no fridge, no washing machine. So this woman who's organizing for the families from the south asked me, my friend, to try and find a fridge and a washing machine. One of my daughters therefore posted to a group where people post things that they either have to give or they need to receive. Almost immediately, we posted that we're looking for a fridge and a washing machine. I mean, it's not saying like, you know, does anyone have any magazines they don't need anymore? Do you have an extra hoodie that you're getting rid of? They're looking for a fridge and a washing machine. And it's not like there's one family in Israel right now who's in need. Almost immediately, my friend, started getting messages. You know, the post. You know, if you have a fridge or washing machine, contact so-and-so at 917-so-and-so 972. So I started getting messages. One person says, I have a fridge to give. One person says, I saw a washing machine advertised in this place. One woman wrote to my friend, I have no fridge. I have no washing machine myself, but I have a car. I will come take this woman's laundry and wash it for her. She herself doesn't have a fridge or a washing machine. This is the true story. I will come. I will take her clothing. I will take it to the laundromat. I will return it for her. My friend wrote after that, Mikam Chayisrael, 5! So I, my friend, was forward everything to the woman who was organizing help for this family from the south. She told me later they found a fridge. Baruch Hashem. But they need to get it from Ramot Aleph to Ramot Gimel, and they still didn't find a washing machine. I sent her a bunch of contacts for finding someone who could transport the fridge. Here, you know, possibilities of movers to transport the fridge. And I, my friend, is still working on the washing machine. Late last night, she wrote, it was too much with all the forms, and they still have nothing. They're not making progress. I, my friend, said I would try and arrange this. I reached out to one mover. We need to get the fridge from Ramat Aleph to Ramat Gimel. I reached out to one mover, and this morning he was in touch. Back and forth, pickup, delivery, parking, steps, cost. Finally, he gave me a quote, and he said he will do it at 12 o'clock noon. I immediately said yes. I told him I would pay him, I will tip the workers, do not expect or ask for any money from the woman that you are delivering the fridge to. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 hours after the arranged time of the fridge to be delivered, I reached out to the organizer. I said, do they have the fridge? She said, yes, the woman and her 5 children got the fridge. They're very happy. I, my friend, sent a message to the mover. This is the message he left me back. And my friend sent me the voice note from the mover. And this is a direct transcript of the voice note from the mover. Sure, it was in English, not in Hebrew. Sure, I can drop by your house on a motorbike. I can come pick up the money. I also participated in the mitzvah. We had a working washing machine in the truck. I gave it to the woman. I hooked it up. And thank God we also participated in the mitzvah. God bless you. Let me know where you live. I will come pick up the money. My friend told me she literally started crying. She said only Hashem could orchestrate this. She said, I called one mover. The mover came by to collect the money. She hadn't met him yet. That's a voice note, she gets. He sounds like a very nice, firm guy, right? Sure, Dati, I can drop by house on a motorbike. I can come pick up the money. This is verbatim. I heard the voice note. I also participated in the mitzvah. We had a working washing machine in the truck. I gave it to the woman. I hooked it up. Thank God we participated in the mitzvah. God bless you. Let me know where you live and I can come pick up the money. I and my friend started crying. Only Hashem could orchestrate this. So the mover comes to collect the money. He comes on a motorcycle with tattoos on his arm and a bare head with no kippah. And I say to him, you know, we were part of something very incredible today. I only made one phone call to you. I didn't even contact anyone else. Only Hashem could do this, I said to him, on a motorbike with tattoos, with no kippah. And he said to me, yes, you know, we never keep anything extra on the truck. Today we had a washing machine. This is all from Hashem. Atiftach v'tareu esayala v'hinei na'ar boche. And one Jew is in trouble, all other Jews cry. And all other Jews stand around and say, what can I do to help? How can I be involved? What's my part in the mitzvah? Ribon Shom is right there. He might be meirachot. It might be very far. 16 soldiers were killed in Gaza yesterday. Hashem yinkom damam. Did you see Padaya Mark? His father, Rabbi Mickey Mark, was killed in 2016 in a terror attack. His brother, Shlomi Mark, died 3 years after the father in a car accident. His first cousin was killed in the south fighting terrorists on October the 7th. And yesterday, he was killed in the Gaza Strip. So his mother sat Shiva for her husband, who was murdered in a terror attack. He was Rosh Shiva in Otniyal, and he had 10 children. And then 3 years later, she shot Sivra for her son, Shlomi. And then on October 7th, either her sister or brother lost their son fighting the terrorist. And now her son just died. Hashem might seem very far. Meirachok Hashem nirali, says the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. But he's there. The Ribbono Shel Olam is always there right with us, even when it's haster panim, and it seems so difficult that we can't see him. Two more things I want to share. Really, I want to share three more things, but I don't even have time for two. I also posted on my status. I really try, and if anyone follows, to post only the Torah Aleph. Someone made me aware of a certain mitzvah, which is I will not say their name, a tefillin campaign. 2,500 soldiers have taken upon themselves that they want to lay tefillin every day as a schus. Because of this war, there's been a tremendous hisorus in Kal Yisrael of the Pintel Yid, the Jewish neshama. It's just unbelievable. Did you see the secular reporter, the clip that was going around, the secular reporter on secular news? He says, the main thing right now is tzitziot. And his colleagues say to him, tzitziot? It's in Ivrit. And he says, yes, I don't think there's one soldier going into Gaza who is not wearing tzitzit, v'tihilim bikis. So 25 soldiers took upon themselves that they want to don tefillin every day. So somebody arranged it. There's a campaign now. It's $500 for a pair of tefillin per soldier. And someone made me aware of it. This person purchased 12 pairs of tefillin. And today purchased 10 more pairs. Me kam chayshai gai achar ba'arts. They sent it to me. Me and my husband did what we were able to do. And then, Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that the biggest mid of tzedakah, ayin ra, is you want to give and other people shouldn't give. So everyone should, if you're able to, you should be involved in this mitzvah. By the way, it's fully verified. It has the haskama. If you didn't see it on my status or on my posting, and you're interested and able to do something like this, it has the haskamas of Rav Mordechai Willig Shlita, of Herschel Schechter Shlita, and of Asher Weiss Shlita. And there are videos on the Tefillin website where you donate showing their haskamas. There are videos of these three gedolim giving their haskamas. So I posted it. So someone in our Shir group actually did not ask her permission. I believe she's here. If you give me permission to say your name, please send me a direct message. I will say your name. Texted me yesterday and she says, thank you so much for posting. I'm gratified that Baruch Hashem I could have a small part in being a shaliach l'mitzvos. Thank you so much for posting this. Her son is in Yeshiva Darchei Torah in 7th grade, and he is, I can say her name, Baruch Hashem. So our dear friend, Joanna Blumenfeld, has been learning with us for many years. Shani Gerlitz is learning with us for many years. So Shani saw my information, not my information, the information that I sent. By the way, both Joanna and Shani, I told, I have to tell the original person when they thanked me and told me Tiskli Bitzov. I said, I have to tell my son thank you for posting about Marie sitting Shiva. And I have to tell the original person thank you for posting about the tefillin, the one who told me, who bought 12 and then 10 more pairs, 22. Mika Am Chayisha. So Shani texted me and she said, you know, my son is putting on tefillin next week, Baruch Hashem, and the whole class is Bar Mitzvah boys, and I had this idea. I reached out to the whole class, and the whole class together wants to sponsor a pair of tefillin. These are all Bar Mitzvah boys, or a soldier on the front. She said in less than 24 hours, she collected all the money, comes out to $15 per boy, and the parents said that the boys should pay so they should feel like it's their mitzvah. And this class is sponsoring a pair of tefillin for the soldiers on the front in Yeshiva Darchei Torah. And Shani, right before the shir, actually, which is why, Shani, it's not written into my 4 pages of notes, because you sent it to me right before shir. Dear brother, we are 7th grade students at Yeshiva Darchei Torah in Far Rockaway, New York. We are starting to turn bar mitzvah, and we will each be getting a pair of tefillin at this exciting stage of our lives. Together with our Rabbi, Rabbi Zeiger, we wanted to chip in and buy you your very own pair of tefillin. We can each think of each other as we are connected through our special mitzvah as part of Am Yisrael. May the zchut of the mitzvah of tefillin bring shmira and yeshuot to you, our brother, and all of Klal Yisrael. Mazel tov on your new tefillin, Rabbi Mati Zeiger, and class 7Z, and all the boys' names are listed. It's such a hard time. It's such a confusing time. And it's such a frightening time. But there is so much good in Klal Yisrael, it's mind-blowingly amazing. There is so much divine orchestration that we have to daven to Hashem to open our eyes, let us see, how is it possible that soldier Reuven, many years ago, his sister Dean in America, cooked for this family, and now this family is sending food to Reuven? And we have to remember that Kosh Baruch is always with us. Even though sometimes it's Meirachuk. But he's right there, in the reeds, in the bulrushes, in the thicket, guiding us, divinely orchestrating what should happen in the world, arranging events exactly how they should be. I want to end with one final thing. I really want to end with two things, but I'm going to end with one thing. This is a letter shared with permission. That, you know, everyone, so my friend in Jerusalem, when she told me this whole story about her nephew Yana and sending food packages and letters, I said, you know, this wasn't the point of it. So I said, could I, me and my family, send letters that you could include in your next food package to the soldiers? So she said, yes, of course. So today the next food package went, Wednesday afternoon. She texted me yesterday, WhatsApp me, we're sending the food tomorrow. And Baruch Hashem, we sent her letters. So this is a letter from one of my children, to the soldiers. To our dear brothers and sisters, we write this letter to you from New York. And then the child states their name and their age. I do not have the privilege, or I haven't had the privilege, or honor of serving in the Israeli army. But it is truly awe-inspiring to see such brave men and women such as yourselves take upon a mission like this. I want to tell you that the eyes of Am Yisrael and the Jewish world are on you, and our hearts are with you. Not just in Israel, but everywhere. My great-grandparents all survived the Holocaust. They all had their families ripped away from them, killed in cold blood by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. After the Holocaust, there was a call for a new type of Jew, different from the Jews of Europe, of 2,000 years of exile. My European ancestors, may their pure and holy souls intercede on our behalf, did not have the option to fight back. And people said the new Jew would be a fighting Jew. But I have always disagreed with that characterization. What we need is the Yehudi Zakein, the old Jew, the Jew of Tanakh, Avram Avinu, who fought in the war of the 4 kings against the 5 kings, David HaMelech, who fought in countless battles and established Jerusalem, Yehoshua ben Nun, who conquered the land of Israel for the first time, Yehuda Senya'el, who showed that Jewish women can fight fiercely against the enemy when necessary, Yehuda Maccabee, who threw off the Greek yoke of oppression, Bar Kochba and his warriors, and countless others throughout our history. And so to me, you, our soldiers, are not the new Jew. You are the Yehudi Zakein, the old Jew. You have 3,000 years of warrior blood flowing through your veins. You have our forefathers and foremothers looking down on you, proud of the defenders of the nation of Israel. We have never met, and I don't know if we ever will. But please know you are truly our brothers and sisters. Your pain is our pain. Your anger is our anger. Your joy is your, our joy. We have immense pride that we share a nation with people like you. And so from the bottom of our hearts, we thank you for the mission that you live with. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu return you all to your houses in peace speedily after the mission is accomplished. May we all merit to see Mashiach very soon with deep gratitude and much love. And they sign their names from Woodmere, New York. I don't know if I'm as eloquent as Rabbi Yoel Golden telling stories, but I hope from many of our sheer participants, our friends, our brothers and sisters around the world, that we all recognize that even in a time of Hester Panim, Vayech Ishmi Beis Levi, Vayikachas Bas Levi, when it's just nameless Jews struggling for survival, V'hinei Nar Bocha, and every Jew cries for the sake of his brother, even sometimes, even though it's rachok, Kosh Baruch Hu is right there. Afilu behisteria, shebetocha hysteria, gam sham nimtza, Hashem yisparach. We should be zocha to Yeshua's besoros tovus, this outpouring of chesed, ahavas Yisrael, ein sof, this unbelievable achdus, should be'ezer Hashem lead to the bias God tzedek, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal himself in all his glory, and it will no longer be me'rechok, amidavan, the Miriam b'schai mitzvah, kol Hashem should intercede on our behalf before the kisei HaKavod for a week, a year, a lifetime, an eternity, abesuras tovos, shalom al Yisrael, and be'ezer Hashem, the geula shleima b'karav. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol tov.